T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Real good. I want to get you answered to our poll question very quickly, which is asking people in light of Texas requesting people raise their thermostats to 82. Just out of curiosity, what do you keep your thermostat on when you go to bed? 77 or higher, 74 to 76, 70 to 73, or below 70?
We put it at 73 every night.
And just leave it there?
That's right.
Ceiling fan?
No ceiling fan. Is that too warm for you?
73, that's like you're in the tropics of Somalia, not Somalia, what would it be? Somewhere, Indonesia. What are you talking about? Are you crazy? let's talk about this, the victory, I guess, in court. See, here's my thing. When it comes to the federal judge that grants an injunction to stop Biden's plan to pause drilling permits, this is not like opening and closing a snowball stand, the oil and gas industry, right? So legally what happened and what practical effect is that going to have on things? Because if I'm a company, I'm not going to talk to me about all that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So this week, the saga continues that will eventually determine the future of oil and gas operations in the federal Gulf of Mexico. You might recall that you and I had talked in January after President Biden signed his, quote, executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. And what that executive order did, one of the things, was to discontinue oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters, which, of course, includes the Gulf of Mexico, until a comprehensive review process was undertaken by the federal government. The thing is that at the time that the executive order was signed, there was already a lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico that had been scheduled for March. And that lease sale was, of course, discontinued because of the executive order. So Jeff Landry, of course, our Louisiana Attorney General, and 12 other states, they filed lawsuits questioning whether or not the president had the authority to do that. And so on Tuesday, a preliminary injunction was granted that essentially says, and I'm not a legal expert, but my reading of it is that the federal government needs to continue the leasing process until these legal challenges are sort of smoothed out in the future. And so I think you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
So the March lease sale, of course, was already canceled. There's a second lease sale that was scheduled for later this fall. And so how the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, how they schedule those lease sales, how they move forward, and how that timeline works with the future of this lawsuit is really uncertain. So I think you hit it right on the head of it's not just opening and closing a door. This whole process has been sort of disrupted at this point.
Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about to what extent, because you know, I worked construction for a while, and people don't realize how much it costs just to move a crane onto a site, how you don't just do that with grins and giggles, right? And I presume the oil industry is the same way, where there's a lot of cost just in gearing up or ramping up. And in an era of uncertainty, I don't know how you would commit those resources to that. And what does that mean for jobs in Louisiana? More with Greg Upton when we come back. 751 traffic now on WWL. 7:46, 4 till 8, Jordan Fiegel, Manning Master Control, bringing us back with some rush. Greg Upton, our guest, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, federal judge blocking President Biden's pause on new oil and gas leases. When it comes to certainty, and I mentioned beforehand, Greg, I think a lot of people don't realize, and I learned it at the University of Life when I decided you didn't need all that college work in construction, how much it costs just to get ready to do something. And I presume the same thing exists in the oil sector, oil and gas, so that there has to be a certain level of certainty. And if that's the case, what does this mean in terms of Louisiana and jobs and certainty, uncertainty, drilling for oil and gas, et cetera? That's a lot in there, so please unpack it as you like.
Yeah, sure. So when a company wants to bid in a lease sale, of course, they have to do an enormous amount of research on the area that they're going to bid on, what's the geology look like. If they were to develop this area, how much oil and gas would be produced, how much profits they could receive. And that really determines how much their initial bid is going to be. And so there's years of preparation that goes into these lease sales and these companies making these decisions. And so when there's a lot of uncertainty put into the process where a lease sale is canceled, this just frankly doesn't bode well for companies who are saying, you know, I might just, stop this process in the meantime. We're going to discontinue all this research going on. And that has implications, real implications for jobs right now in the state.
So I don't know if it's a Pyrrhic victory. I don't know if that would be the accurate phrase, but I don't know how much of a victory it really is, bottom line, in terms of, and I'm not trying to poo-poo anything, but just in terms of oil and gas jobs in Louisiana, I don't think this really, does it make much of a difference or not?
The news this week, I would say not really. I think sort of the damage was done whenever the executive order was issued and the lease sale was canceled. What will be the very important thing moving forward is to see, you know, what happens. Does the Biden administration decide that leasing is going to be discontinued into the future? If that's the case, then the job implications are going to be pretty big for the state.
Greg, have a great weekend. I appreciate your time and your expertise as always. Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Time now to give away another $1,000 in the Odyssey Nationwide Cash Contest. Here we go. Cliff, C-L-I-F-F. That's your word, and you need to text it to 72881. Text C-L-I-F-F. To 72881, it can be a guy you know, it can be a ledge, it can be a guy you know falling off of a ledge. Either way, it's Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, text it to 72881. We never charge for text, individual plan, text and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive ever. Another code word coming up in an hour. And when we come back, we'll talk to Colin Arnold about the Sewerage and Water Board and emergency preparedness.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.